consecutive meetings, there is a half a point cut on the interest rates from the Federal Reserve. They say in light of inflation progress, as well as the balance of risks. Now, the decision was not unanimous. The Board of Governor Michelle Bowman voting against it, saying that she believed a 25 basis point cut is the way they should have gone. Now, the Federal Reserve signaled two more rate cuts for this year if they go by 25 basis points. That makes a full percent down by the end of 2024. But the dot plot shows the Federal Reserve was one vote away from only one more rate cut this year. These votes are very close.
So when I hear these things, I'm just not smart enough to understand all the economics around this, but I do know what the general implications are. So what I do is I hear, okay, the Fed's going to cut rates, or the Fed decided not to cut rates, and then I text Stewie. Because Stewie understands these things, and he also knows how to explain them to me in a way that even I will understand. Stewart's American Mortgage, Stewie Rosenblum, is in here with me to talk to you and me about the Fed. That was a pretty big announcement yesterday.
I think it was rather expected. By the way, thank you for having me.
You bet.
I think it was rather expected. The market's already planned for a 0.5% rate cut. The economy's slowing down. Labor numbers are getting worse. Overall, the Federal Reserve doesn't want us to dive into a recession-type environment. So we knew that the 0.5% was coming. I think what the fear was, if they wouldn't cut a 0.5%, what would that mean for the overall perspective of future immediately, the immediate future for the economy. So the Federal Reserve is being smart. I think they're actually a little bit slow. They probably should have done something about last meeting, but they did it now 0.5%. And I would anticipate there is going to be another rate cut. I'm actually predicting another 0.5% between now and the end of the year, as you heard on the report.
Or post November 5th? Playing a sound here. Yeah, go ahead.
That's the question of the day. I mean, that's almost a political question. So I'm sure there's a tug of war happening between the White House and the Federal Reserve as to whether this should be before or after. I'm not sure. I think we have to wait and see what future reports are, what the September numbers look like before the Federal Reserve jumps in and just goes ahead and does another 0.5%. I think you're going to see the economy still slowing, and I think they're going to be anxious to make sure this doesn't happen. And what they don't want to do is overheat the economy by reducing it, everybody going out and borrowing money and spending it all of a sudden out of the blue. So I think they're going to be very cautious.
What's the real world implication for somebody? I want to talk about mortgages and mortgage rates. Obviously, your expertise as a sponsor of the show is Stewart's American Mortgage. And if you want to reach out to him, we're going to put up his information on the YouTube live stream so that people can get your contact information there. Does this affect grocery prices? Does this affect buying cars? Does this affect the things that we do in our regular lives? Our ability to afford things more. Is that what they're trying to do?
Absolutely. There are certain things that the Federal Reserve cannot control. So fuel prices, they really can't control. Food prices, they really can't control, because that's very dependent on what's going on in the whole world. If there's a war in the Middle East, it affects oil production, then obviously that's going to affect the cost of gasoline that's out there. Food costs, similar. We import, export, it comes all around the world. That's also something they cannot go ahead and impact. But if you're going to buy a car, and it's more expensive on the interest rate, you're not going to necessarily buy that car. So the Federal Reserve does have direct impact on large goods, i.e. cars, even mortgage rates.
Yeah.
So indirectly, they do impact those things. They have not been very successful in slowing down the housing market, and I think that's because of what happened during the pandemic. So right now, they're trying to impact it and bring the economy a little bit up. More labor, more job potential openings, and that's going to kind of level things off for everybody.
I'm reading from Fox Business right now. Fed decision opens the real estate floodgates after four years.
It's going to be bad.
What does that mean?
Well, real estate right now has been kind of a tug of war. If anybody knows, they're shopping for a house. There are five or six contracts going on a home.
People are going way over asking
10,
price
20,
and not
30.
Getting it.
I saw somebody actually offer $60,000 of asking price and not get the house.
That's wild.
Well, now what's going to happen is mortgage rates are going to start dropping, and they have been. It's almost a whole percent plus what it was 6 to 8 weeks ago. So this is a pretty big drop. Once the general public gets used to the idea that the rates are down, they're going to say, hey, I can afford it now. And you're going to see all these people that have been waiting by the sidelines jump in to want to buy homes. The challenge you're going to have, you're not going to get a proportional amount of sellers to the buyers that are coming into the market. So if you think 40, 50, 60,000 over asking price was a challenge, just wait when more people come out and all of a sudden want to buy the homes and they're getting more competing offers.
This is why you've always said if people are trying to get into the market right now and buy a home, that when rates go down and more people are getting into the game to buy a home, if you have more buyers than you have supply, prices are still going to go up. You might be able to lock in a lower price now at a little bit higher of a rate if people are anticipating rates are going to go down. And then you just refinance and grab the lower rate, but you're not paying a higher rate and a higher price.
Right.
At
so
the same time.
You're going to have one or the other. If the rates go down, the demand is going to be out there. You're going to end up paying more for the house. Your best bet is exactly what you said. Buy the house now, pay a little bit above what the interest rate is or what you want to spend. I remember my parents were telling me stories where they used to take the cushions out of the couch to get the quarters to make the mortgage payments. So you'll be struggling a little bit, but in 6 months, you can refinance and with us for free. And you'll end up getting the house that you want. If you wait, you may not even get that house, and you're going to end up paying 10, 20% more than what it is today. So a smart thing for buyers are to buy now and then refinance later.
I think that's a really smart move. And the other thing, too, that I always stress for people is if you do reach out to Stewie, and you can call him or text him right now, 314-324-4440, and you talk to him about your situation, he's going to help you do what's best for you, not what's best for him. And that's why he's been so successful with Stewart's American Mortgage for so long, because he cares about the old way of doing business and treating you right along the process. With this bigger rate cut, some people are saying it should have been cut a little bit before, a little bit this time, instead of doing it as much at this point right now. I have my suspicions about the politics of it, but I admittedly am ignorant to what any of these things mean without doing the research. And then when I do the research, I'm always trying to source the political lean of the person who's telling me what this means. But one thing I have seen that's been consistent is that the big rate cut implies that there is some significant trepidation about the future of the economy. Well, it's suggesting that the economy is not doing well.
That's exactly what it's suggesting. You know, again, the Federal Reserve's job is to make sure that inflation kind of calms down and our economy continues to grow at a very safe pace. If they're cutting the rates, they're trying to stir up economic activity. They've got closed doors meetings where they're saying, hey, the economy is starting to slow down here and maybe at a pace that we don't want it to. We better do something quickly to get the economy back up rolling. And the way they do it quickly is by encouraging us as consumers to go out and buy. The only way we're going to buy is if it's cheaper to buy those big ticket items. So they're thinking about this. They're seeing what's happening. Inflation's going down, maybe not at the rate that we'd like to see it, but it's definitely going down. So the Federal Reserve is cutting in, and I think they're going to continue doing so. But mortgage rates, you know, that's the big story right now, is a whole percent and a half lower than what it was 6 weeks ago.
It's one of the biggest impacts you can make on your own personal financial situation is to make sure that your mortgage is positioned the best it can possibly be, which is another reason my experience with the Bega loan, I'm a 2-time customer myself, and they were both to refinance to lower rates, like right outside of COVID. So the rate is super low. But I am one of those people who's sitting here watching rates because I'd like to build a home. But I don't want to lose a 2-point-whatever rate and have a 7.5% rate and not be able to afford the house that I want to build. So I'm just like kind of looking at the revolving door, waiting to see when's my chance to jump in.
It ain't going down to 2% or 3%. So that's it. You got to get comfortable with what the new payment's going to be. People have kind of acknowledged the fact it isn't going to happen again. But you know, if you're in the market to build or you're in the market to refinance your house, there are some serious ways you can save money. And I'll just talk for a second, if you can, about the refinance part of it. There are different customers have different kinds of circumstance. So a lot of people want to refinance and save $200, $300 a month on their payment. They need the cash flow. Quality of life is important. You need that extra money in your pocket. We had 97.1 listeners, three of them yesterday, three of them yesterday, okay, which is usually uncommon with the same type of basis. They went from a 30-year loan, they're a year and a half into it, from a 30-year loan to a 20-year loan, their payment went down $50 a month.
That's fantastic.
They knocked off 8 years of their loan, which translated to $75,000 to $100,000 saved.
I was going to say, what's the value of that?
It's
astronomical.
Huge. It's huge. So some people want to go ahead and save cash flow. If you're in a position where you have some credit card debt, you want to improve it, improve your credit score, that's an option. Improve your cash flow by reducing your rate. Some people want to say, you know what, I want to get rid of my mortgage. And the best way to do it is refinance from a 30 to a 20 or from a 20 or a 30 to a 15 year. And all of a sudden, you're going to save a fortune amount of money. So there are so many different ways to do it. People don't think about it. Wow, $75,000 saved in money. That's a lot of money.
That's a huge amount of money. You mentioned credit card debt, and I know that this is a cash out refinance is something that you have helped people with who are burdened by credit card debt. When everything it costs more, people have dipped into their savings, maybe drained their savings, built up credit card debt, and they feel stuck. One of the things President Trump said yesterday, and I don't know the details about it, I don't know that you know the details about it, but he was talking about capping credit card interest rates at 10% temporarily. With that set aside, credit card interest rates are through the roof.
Over 30%. It's the one financial vehicle that I can think of that doesn't have any caps. So these credit card companies have no legal limits. They can charge you 30%. Us as consumers, we're almost afraid to look at that statement to see what the APR is. 20-30%. And if you're in a situation where you have a large amount of credit card debt, you know, you may not acknowledge it, but you know in the back of your mind, your credit score is dropping. So how do you get it fixed? Well, you consolidate it, you improve your cash flow, and when you're in that situation, all of a sudden your credit score starts to get bigger and rise higher to higher numbers. We had a customer, had a 590 credit score a year and a half ago, consolidated his debt. We just refinanced him today. His credit score is a 784. So if you want to get...
That's life-changing.
That is life-changing. If you want to get from a position of challenge to a position of really where your quality of life is improved, you have to take that step. You have to consolidate it. The debt's not going away, so you have to do something about it. Your house is your best vehicle to get the best rate and a stable rate, not an adjustable, because these credit cards are adjustables.
Right.
So your stable rate, stable payment, and it'll give you another lease on life. And it's very, very important that you actually say you can do it and you get off your chair and pick up the phone and make it happen.
Chuck just commented on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. How do you justify a loan when the price is inflated by demand? Does it appraise at the inflated value? Because like I look at my home. I bought my home in 2015. And what my home is worth now versus what I paid for it, I look like I've been working hard to pay off that mortgage compared to the value. But the value is so inflated. How do loans and that inflation of those home prices, how does that work?
Is it inflated? When you say inflated, you're implying that there's no the value, that you're overpaying for it. Let's go back 10, 20 years. What were the prices of homes then?
Not that.
Yeah. I mean, I bought my first house in, I'm a little bit older, 1994, and it's in Chesterfield, and I paid $130,000 for it. So when you're implying inflated or you're overpaying, you're making the assumption that you're not going to get value for what you're investing in your home. That's not traditionally what's happened over the last 50 to 100 years. So I would expect that home prices and home values will continue to appreciate over time. Maybe not at the pace and at the rate that we've seen over the last couple years, but they're going to appreciate over time. I don't see I don't see real estate values dropping back.
Right.
We had that back in 2008, 2009.
There'd have to be a really rough correction.
Rough correction. And then in 2008, 2009, when they had all these mortgage programs that would obviously collapse the mortgage industry, that was dangerous. That was unethical. There were a lot of bad practices. That's not the story today. The story today is demand versus supply. And I don't think you're going to see prices recede at levels until maybe 2030, 2035, when all these people who have 2 and 3% rates, their mortgages are going to start getting paid off and they're going to move and downsize. So these prices are going to keep going up over the next couple of years.
Okay, so a couple of quick hit questions before we let you go. If I am paying above what percent should I consider looking into a refinance right now?
I think it depends on your mortgage balance. If you have an interest rate over 6.5%, maybe over 6.75%, especially if you have mortgages over $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, You ought to take it right now. If you're going to refinance with us, you're not going to have any closing costs. And that's a big question. People don't want to refinance, and they're waiting for the bottom. That way, maybe I should wait, maybe I shouldn't wait. If you refinance with us, there's no closing costs. Guess what happens in 6 months from now? Rates go down, and you can do it again. You have nothing you're losing. So if you're in the upper sixes, if you're in the sevens, if you have an FHA loan or you have a VA loan specifically, you should call us. You should refinance right now. I'm refinancing customers right now, veterans, mm-hmm. in the fives. So if they got rates in the sixes or sevens, they can automatically refinance. No appraisal, income doesn't matter, and get extremely low rates. So there's a great opportunity. I would put that mark over 200,000 with the bagel loan.
Yes.
Over 6.5%, 6.75%. Do it now.
So the number to call, you can text him as well, 314-324-4440, 314-324-4440. One last question for you. People who have been thinking about buying a house, whether that means listing theirs for sale, I guess it might be a good time to list your house to sell too, but any hesitation whatsoever in getting into the market to get that house purchased because of interest rates, sitting on the fence, waiting for rates to come down a little bit more?
You know what? Your home is your castle. Okay. People say to me all the time, should I wait? Should I not wait? My recommendation is if you find the home that's going to make you happy, you make money, you spend money to enjoy life and have a good quality of life. Look to see if there's a house that you want to buy. That should be the deciding factor to improve your quality of life and your enjoyment. That should be the deciding factor. Waiting or not, well, if you wait, interest rates go down, you may not get that house. So look at the house that you want, what you can afford in today's market, or what you think you'll be able to afford shortly, not too far from it, don't go crazy, and go ahead and shop it. Then when you find the house, you say, okay, it's a little bit higher than I expected, you'll be better off later on your refinance. You buy a nice dress, okay? If you spend $500 on that dress and you hate it, you always remember you spent $500. You buy a dress for $1,000 and you love it, I guarantee you a year or two from now, you're not going to remember exactly what you paid for it. Don't be penny wise and dollar foolish. Shop for your house. Get the home of your dreams. The payments will be okay. You'll be happy to spend it. Don't compromise, and you'll be better off at the end.
And Stewie can help guide you through all of that. So if you have questions, I see a lot of people putting in some questions here that are a little bit more specific to their own circumstances. So please do not hesitate to reach out to Stewie. He's a friend of mine. I'm a customer of his. You can trust him with your economic situation. He will guide you to make a decision that is financially smart. And so all you got to do is reach out to him. Call him or text him at 314-324-4440, 314-324-4440, or Google the bagel loan. Stewie, I love when you come in here. It seems like they're going to maybe do the right thing again, and we'll get you back in when that happens.
It'll be my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stewart's American Mortgage. Google the bagel loan for more information. Okay, let's get Ryan Wiggins back in here, and we'll continue to talk about that poll. Would you vote for a woman? Go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and vote there. Stick around. We'll be right back.